Hi, it's Dave. So Tesla is being slammed in the media today for a crash that happened in Houston over the weekend. And Tesla stock is taking a beating. In this video, I'm going to be looking at the details and kind of looking at a different angle or different angles, trying to get beneath the surface of things. So first, let's take a look at the stock price. Tesla closed at about 3.5% down. It closed at $714 overall. The market just closed at this recording. And if you look at the NASDAQ, NASDAQ was down 1%. So Tesla definitely went down further. And if you look at kind of what happened in the daily chart, right at the opening, Tesla basically, you know, went down from 720 down to 700, and then it went all the way down to about 695-ish or so. And then throughout the day, Tesla has recovered somewhat, but it's still down 3.5%. So I want to take a look at a few of the media reports on how they're reporting the story and kind of give some reflections and see what's going on here. So here's a first media report. You can take a look at it.
Good morning, Becky. Take a look at this video. This comes to us from Spring, Texas, which is just outside of Houston. This was a fiery and deadly crash of a 2019 Tesla Model S. And according to police, they do not believe that anybody was in the driver's seat during the crash. Now, the investigators have not yet determined if the vehicle's autopilot technology was engaged before the crash. That's a big question mark that is out there right now. But this crash comes on a weekend when Tesla released its annual safety report, and once again touting how safe autopilot is, as well as its other driver assist technologies. Elon Musk tweeting out, Tesla with autopilot engaged, now approaching 10 times lower chance of accident than average vehicle. Well, not everybody thinks that autopilot should be tested publicly. Robert Sumault, who is the head of the National Transportation Safety Board, he's been vocal in the last couple of months about saying the beta version of autopilot should not be tested as it currently is with some people on public roads. And again, we don't know if autopilot was engaged with this accident. In his opinion, autopilot, as well as other autonomous drive technology, should not be tested on public roads. However, the NTSB does not regulate what automakers can and cannot do out on public roads. That falls to the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration. Now, CNBC has reached out to both NHTSA as well as Tesla for a comment regarding this crash. We have not heard anything. Keep in mind, NHTSA has launched 27 investigations of Tesla, not all of those revolving around autonomous vehicle technology, but 27 investigations. And as of right now, Tesla is allowed to continue to test self-driving technology on public roads, as are other automakers. And this raises a big question, guys, that has been out there for some time in the auto industry. What should be allowed for the public to test in their vehicles before it is officially signed off on? Because nobody truly signs off on it. It is just ultimately incorporated into the technology of vehicles.
Here in this report, I have a few problems with it. First, if there was nobody in the driver's seat of a Tesla, obviously Tesla, regarding autopilot, if they're doing autopilot, if it was on, if it was not, if they're testing full self-driving, we don't know any of that right now. But if there's no person in the driver's seat, that means this was a crazy, reckless driver. It wasn't even a driver. It was a person who was doing some death game, right? Basically trying to drive the car, but being in the back seat or something, right? And so I guess I'm confused here. Why does this have to do anything with Tesla? Meaning it could have been done in a different car, right? So, the media is making this into a Tesla issue. Second, we don't even know if autopilot was on. And so, but then the media is twisting this into an autopilot issue without confirming the fact. And then on top of that, we don't know if this car has full self-driving beta. It likely doesn't, because there's so few, you know, people who have it. If it did, who knows? But before we know the facts, media is twisting this now into an autonomous driving issue, right? And they're taking a simple issue of human foolishness, right? Driving a car, like leaving the front seat, like of the car, we're letting the car drive. It's basically a complete death game. And now the media is turning this into a Tesla issue, an autopilot issue, into full self-driving issue. And they're really making this into a much bigger deal than I think what it is. Perhaps later on we'll see more information, but right now we don't have the information of even if the car was on autopilot or not. All right, so here we have another look at what's going on. The Wall Street Journal The most popular news, right? You have Dogecoin, and then you have number two, fatal Tesla crash in Texas is believed to be driverless. Like, what does that mean? Yeah, I mean, it's like, again, linking it to Tesla when it probably has nothing to do with Tesla. It has to do with complete human foolishness, regardless of the make of the car. And they, you know, bring in this driverless issue of, I mean, like thinking maybe it's linking to driverless technology. No, it's linked to a human being that's decided to jump out of the front seat for some reason, right? I mean, it's crazy how media is linking, you know, this incident to much more than I think what it is for the facts. All right, let's check this out. So here we have CNBC on their front page, quick links. So we know that we have a Tesla crash probe, right? This is one of the big news items with CNBC today. And then you have here a story on CNBC, and you can see how, you know, now we're talking about a NHTSA investigation on this fatal driverless crash, right? This is it's now becoming a Tesla, a self-driving, right? Like, people are confusing driverless with self-driving right now. It's like this crazy thing. And so now you have the National Highway Transportation and Safety Administration saying that they've immediately launched an investigation into Tesla following a fatal crash in Spring, Texas over the weekend. Now you've got to wonder, if there wasn't such media outrage and media coverage linking this act of human foolishness to Tesla, to autopilot, and all this stuff in some random ways, you have to wonder if NHTSA would have launched a probe or not, right? And a lot of times these, you know, departments and federal bureaus, they're susceptible to pressure from the public and from media. And, you know, who knows how many emails they received from people and so-called interested parties in seeing, like, you know, maybe Tesla go down. But they probably, who knows, it's possible that there was additional pressure, right? Some of these folks have received recently. All right, let's take a look at this NBC News clip here. So this clip is, you know, it shows like these gruesome pictures of the car. I guess no humans, but of the car just completely burnt out and going up a car. But check out this this title. It says, "Two dead in self-driving Tesla crash after hitting tree burst into flames." So, okay, come on, guys. Self-driving Tesla. What's going on? It's a car that doesn't have a driver, that has a foolish human that has jumped out of the front seat. Like, those are the facts that we know so far, right? And yet the media is saying, oh, self-driving, right? Full self-driving Tesla, whatever, is crashed and people have died, linking it to one, to Tesla, which I don't think has anything to do with Tesla, two, linking it to self-driving, right? Like, autopilot, which we don't even know if it's on. But third, it's like the person wasn't even in the front seat. I mean, it's crazy how media is distorting kind of the realities of this accident. All right, let's take a look from another CNBC article or video and how they portray this fatal Tesla crash. So here's a part of a clip.
They're in that Laura, process, but how is this
any different from somebody drag racing a Ford or, you know, trying to surf on the top of a moving Chevy? Tesla tells people explicitly, don't do this. I mean, if you're going to buy a car that expensive with this capability, you should listen to the company when it specifically says, don't do this, and tries to keep people from doing it, right?
They definitely say in their owner's manual, you know, you must engage these systems with active supervision, and user responsibility will certainly be part of any discussion or investigation here. That said, as I was saying before, and Dee brought this up, it can be confusing if you have tremendous faith in the fans in the community, the bloggers, the influencers, and Elon Musk himself, and you see them very optimistic about these systems, you might have overconfidence in what you can do with them, and you might be encouraged to follow the lead of some of these bloggers who Elon Musk interacts with regularly, who are demonstrating, you know, hands-free driving while filming, or other unsafe uses of the vehicles.
The reality is Tesla is testing, you know, full self-driving very, very carefully, rolling out beta versions, making sure people understand what's going on. They're doing even, you know, their front camera, checking to see if there's attention. There's a lot of nags and different safety mechanisms already built into the software. And like, it's confusing that she's blaming bloggers for and influencers for a person who jumps out of their front seat, you know, goes to the back seat possibly of their car while it's driving. And we don't even know if it's probably don't, it probably doesn't even have full self-driving beta. It's just probably, who knows, it might just have autopilot. I don't even know if it was on autopilot, but the reality is you have a human who's left the seat. And there's no way, I think, you know, Elon has condoned this, or I'm not going to defend everyone who's obviously, you know, ridden or shown riding in a Tesla. But the reality is the responsibility should go to, I think, the person in the car, you know. And I think also with Tesla's, at least autopilot, they've put, you know, they made it very clear, this is a human supervised. You need to be careful as you drive this car. It's your responsibility. So it kind of is confounding that the media has turned this issue of one person's right act of foolishness into a whole company issue, but into a technology issue, and into a whole like future of the company and Tesla issue, when we don't even know if the car has even was, you know, if autopilot was activated, or if, you know, full self-driving beta was activated on the car. There's so many jumps, right? And I think, in my opinion, reporting, if you're reporting news like that, you should report the news. You say, hey, a person was in Houston driving a car, doesn't even matter the car. They jumped, or they left their front seat, went to the back seat, and they let the car drive or whatever, you know, and crashed into a tree. And that should be the story. But the problem is that story doesn't attract any eyeballs. There's no, you know, attention for that story, because it's just, you know, it doesn't have to do with Tesla, right? But if you can come up with a Tesla story that is sensational and spreads kind of uncertainty, if you're in doubt regarding the future of Tesla, then hey, that's, you know, financial news now, that's investing news, that impacts the stock price. And who knows what's behind all of this. So I think here's the lesson learned. The lesson learned is, I think, regarding investing in Tesla and other companies, we're not investing in a vacuum, meaning there's always the role of media, and media can sway sentiment in either direction, right? It could be a positive move, it could be a negative move. And that's move in sentiment can actually impact the stock price. Further, you combine that with various manipulation from big funds, from algo traders, computer programs, et cetera, that can cause, you know, with, let's say, disappointing news, whether it's real or not, that's the thing. It doesn't really matter if it's accurate or not, but you combine, you know, negative news with manipulation, and you can actually, with stock algo trading, you can cause cascading stop losses where people have to sell at certain points and it continues to go down. But then at a certain point, you can switch positions and you can actually make money on the way down and make money on the way up. It could be extremely, hugely profitable for those who are able to manipulate stock prices, you know, with big sums of money. And I think usually, oftentimes, the victims are those who are the investors of on emotion, those perhaps individual investors who sell on emotion or who buy on emotion. And oftentimes when you buy or sell on emotion, it's oftentimes not the best timing. And the reason is because when you listen to news, you know, your emotions get the best of you. And rather than, you know, questioning what's going on with media and the assertions and the connections, oftentimes we just feel certain things and it brings a sentiment, right? And we have a fear that some price or some stock or some investment will go down tremendously. And that fear, right, leads us to sell. Or it could be the other way around, right? We fear missing out as the stock is going up. And there's a saying that says lower prices bring out sellers and higher prices will bring out buyers. And what that means is, that concept means, as the price of something goes lower, it triggers kind of fear from people. And that brings out sellers. Like they want to sell. The emotion gets very pessimistic. On the flip side, when the price of an asset, or let's say stock or anything, goes higher and higher, it brings out buyers because it brings out this positive emotion. And I'm not saying like never buy when a stock is going up or never sell when a stock is going down. I think you need to look at the what's going on with the company and the bigger picture. But there is a psychological element, I think, to be aware of when you're investing, especially when you're invested in a high growth and very volatile asset like Tesla. In my opinion, it's worth to develop the skills to peel under the cover, to look what's going on, to look a few levels down and to really make up our own minds and assessments. In my opinion, today's news is a non-news issue until we get more information, more specifics of what is really going on. Until then, hey, you know, it's just what it is. It's just a story that I don't even think should be linked to Tesla. But anyways, I hope this just kind of quick insight or look into today's Tesla news has been helpful for you guys. Next Monday is Tesla earnings, and that will be coming up less than a week. So there's a lot of volatility with Tesla. And this week, I've got a few a great interview coming up. Actually, tomorrow I'm going to be interviewing ARK Invest's artificial intelligence analyst, Will Summerlin, and I'll be releasing a video probably on Wednesday regarding that. Really excited to dive into artificial intelligence and the future of investing in that field. All right, guys, have a great day, and we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.